3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. This is Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady. Welcome to Small Biz Chat Podcast. I am so excited to record this. This is my very first diary podcast of 2021, and I cannot be more thrilled to be back with you all. You know, we have been through so much. Boy, you know, 2020 was ugly. I don't know about you, but I was super glad to see it go bye-bye. And just so much has been going on, but I am so grateful for a new year, a new day, a new opportunity to serve you as America's number one small business expert. And just, I want you all to know that it is my heart's joy to be your small business lady. And so I am so excited because I have a huge announcement today, like huge, like something I have never, ever done in my entire career. And I am so excited to be able to announce it on the Small Biz Chat Podcast. I want you all to know that I have heard you. I have gotten your email messages. I have gotten your voicemail messages. I have gotten your emails, your DMs, your connections on LinkedIn, asking for help, asking for guidance, trying to figure out what to do. Your pandemic pivot didn't quite work out, or if you're still struggling through it and you need some pain medicine. And here's what I'm going to do. Me and my team got together and we said, what could we do to serve my small business audience? And here's what I decided to do. I'm going to give away 1,000 copies of my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, for free. All you got to do is pay shipping. And I'm going to do it while supplies last. We're launching the campaign this January. I'm so excited about it. And what I want you guys to do is, if you are interested in a free copy of Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, you know, my book has been in print for 11 years. I first wrote it in 2008, but you guys remember what happened in the Great Recession. They bought my book. So my book actually never came out until March of 2010. And so that book has been in print for 11 years. And we updated it in 2015. It's got all the great social media and content marketing stuff in it. And you know what? I want to give it as a guide. If your business is in ashes and you're trying to rebuild, this will help. If you're still trying to dig your way out of the pandemic, this is going to help. If you are scared that you're going to lose your job, or you think you just want to have another stream of income, this book is going to help. So it's Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. Look, you can go buy it, you know, on Amazon if you want to, but I have 1,000 copies. I'm giving away free. If you guys want a copy of the book, all you have to do is go over to beginmybiz.com/freebook. Again, it is beginmybiz.com/freebook. And we are giving away 1,000 books. You guys, here's why I'm doing it, because I've been so blessed. That book has sold 100,000 copies. I mean, in multiple languages around the world. It has helped so many people, so many places. I've gotten hundreds of letters from people who, you know, over the years from all over the world, who've been blessed by that book. And now what I want to do is bless all of you. I want to support you. You know, this book is my manifesto. It's my life's work. It is the tools to transition from having a job to starting a business. But it's also, if you're trying to reinvent, if you're trying to turn things around in your business, the same system will apply. Because at the end of the day, you guys, if you are in business, if you want to start a business, or you're trying to reinvent a business, the first thing you have to do is figure out what you want and why. Because sometimes the reason why we want to start a business, it's almost like everybody wants to be a boss until they actually have to be one, you know, because when you're a boss, that means you have agreed to make all of the hard decisions. That means you've agreed to go without a paycheck so that your staff can have a paycheck. So you've got to make sure that this is really what you want, that you're really willing to do all of this hard work. And we break it down for you. So the first thing we talk about in this book is life planning. It's like, what, you know, What do you want? What is your end game? Because I want you to think about your end game so that you can think about building the right business for you and your family and your lifestyle. And certainly, you know, once we talk to you about life planning and helping you really get clear about what you want and why you want it, if starting a business is still it, then okay. The next thing we're going to help you figure out is where you're going to get the money to start your dream business. Because here's the deal, guys. Banks don't loan money to start up businesses. They barely loan it to existing businesses, as we've all seen demonstrated. So I want you guys to know that this book will help you figure out where your money is, like what capital you have on hand, how you can cut back, how you can save money so that you can start your dream business. And I break all of that down so that you can get clear about your credit and your credit capacity and looking at your debt and your credit cards and all this stuff. Because you guys, the money to fund your business is going to come from you. It's going to come from your right or your left pocket. So you really have to get clear about whether or not you're willing to sacrifice like that. And then here's the thing. You got to go talk to your sweetie. You got to go talk to your partner or your spouse about, are they on board? Because here's the deal, guys. An unsupportive spouse can kill a business faster than a bad marketing plan. So you want to make sure that everybody in your household, but particularly your life partner, is into it, is willing to support you, is willing to take over the lion's share maybe of the bills or the health insurance or whatever you got going on before you are going to start this business. And so you've got to get really clear about the money and the plan for the money. And the other thing you've got to get clear about is with your partner or your spouse is how long you're going to chase this business. Because you guys know, I've been teaching this for forever. It takes 18 to 20 months, 24 months for a small business to break even, let alone replace your corporate salary. So you basically got to ask your partner for 3 years of support for you to kind of get this thing going, maybe even 4 years before you can take a regular paycheck that would even come close to replacing your corporate salary. So you've got to get really, really, really clear with your partner about what's going to be involved, how much money it's going to take. And look, if you know you're married to somebody that's highly risk averse, treat them like they are the bank. Come at them with a full PowerPoint presentation, break down the numbers, break down the opportunity, show them the competition, show them how you're going to defeat the competition. I mean, you've really got to do your homework so that you can get people behind you. But your life partner is the number one person that you need to have behind you. And so you want to make sure that you've done your homework so that they say yes, so that it's not even a decision. Like, it's like, baby, if this is what you want to do, I support you. And so that is the thing that you also have to think about when you're thinking about the money. You've got to think about the where the other money is going to come from. And then you got to figure out your time, because your new business is going to become your baby, right? So you really have to kind of think through, all right, well, not only is my partner going to have to pick up the slack financially, but then you're not going to be able to be as available to that person because your business is going to start soaking up, you know, your extra time, especially if you're still working a full-time job, which, by the way, I would highly suggest that you do. I'm not a big fan of telling people to quit jobs to start a business. I'm super not a fan of that. So I want you guys to know that you're going to be working a full-time job, trying to get this business off the ground, and you may have a partner and children. Right. And so, and kids don't understand mommy's got to work on Saturday. They are looking at you like, mommy, I need to be dropped off at whatever. Right. You know, so you've got to make sure that everybody understands, have a family meeting, talk to your kids, like get them involved. And as soon as you can, give them a little job in your business. Like, I make sure that my son understands that I am the small biz lady and what that means and how I support people around the world and give people tools and advice. And it's so funny because I overheard my son one time telling somebody, well, you know, my mommy's a small biz lady. You know, she saves small businesses every day. And I thought, wow, my child has been overhearing some of these interviews and podcasts and things I've been doing. He knows what his mom does. And that makes me really excited. But you've got to make sure that your kids know what you do, that your partner is bought in, because it's just going to be too hard, because the world's going to tell you no. The last thing you need is your family telling you no too, or your family going on strike. So make sure that you carve out some time for them. Try at least one day a week to not work all night. You know, give them some of your time, give them some of your energy, schedule it so that you and make it a sacred time on your calendar. Maybe it's every night you make sure you have dinner with them, or maybe Sunday is a day that you don't touch work. Whatever it is, make sure that you carve out some time for the family so that they don't think you've abandoned them for this business. You know, sometimes your business can become, you know, your mistress. So you want to make sure that you're focused at least once a week completely on your family so that they don't feel like you've abandoned them to that spare office in the back of your house or down in your basement to your dungeon office. You know, you want to make sure that they know that you still care and that you're paying attention to their needs as well. So once you get kind of through the finances and talking to the family and getting everybody bought in, the next thing you got to do is really look at this business concept and really be like, okay, do I have a business here? And one of the great things about my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, which I am giving away for free. If you didn't hear me at the beginning of this podcast, I'm giving away 1,000 copies for free. If you go over to beginmybiz.com/free book, you can get your copy. And they're only going to be available while supplies last. So once you kind of go through the life planning, the financial planning portion, and really kind of having that honest conversation with your family, the next thing you got to do is really figure out, do you actually have a business here? And when I say that, I mean, I think a lot of times small business owners will go and talk to their friends and family. And like, that's their representative sample for whether or not they have a good idea. Listen, hear me say this clearly. That's not a big enough group of people to talk to. You need to go talk to some strangers and figure out, will they pay you for your product or service? And one of the awesome things about social media is you can go out on your personal Facebook page today and say, hey, I'm working on this thing. I would love to have 20 people giving their honest feedback and offer to give them something, whether it's a $10 Starbucks gift card, or if you have a product-based business, you can offer to give them free product, but you need feedback. And so the best way to get it is from potential customers. So go out to your network, not people that you talk to every day. They're just your cheerleaders anyhow, but I'm talking about, you know, associates. Go reach out to a group of associates, 15 to 20 of them, and ask them, show them the thing, show them your offer, and get their honest feedback as to whether or not your product and or your marketing message about your product resonates with them. Or if you, let's say you're writing a book or you've got an online course or something like that, it all works the same way. You've got to talk to some people who could potentially pay you. So get their feedback as to whether or not they would. You know, to me, seeing if you can generate sales is the greatest test you can do to test your business concept and to test your business idea. So if people are willing to give you money, that's a great sign that a whole lot of other people will too, but you have to get a big enough representative sample. Your best friend, your mom, your auntie, that not them. They love you and they may lie to you. So you go get some people that would not lie to you, that would tell you the truth. That is what you need to do to really validate your business concept. Hi, this is Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, host of the Small Biz Chat podcast. I want to serve you. This pandemic has been so hard on America's small businesses and on just America in general. If you're ready to start your dream business, boy, do I have a great offer for you. I am giving away 1,000 copies of my best-selling book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. Over 100,000 people have this book. It has been printed in multiple languages around the world, and I wanted to find a way to serve America's small businesses in this pandemic. And so I'm giving away 1,000 copies of my book. All you have to do to get your copy is head over to beginmybiz.com/free offer to, you know, sign up for your copy. All you have to do is pay shipping and we will mail one out to you. I am so excited about this. I want to serve you. Grab your copy today. The other thing you want to do is make sure you have some business experience, like in the business that you want to start. Please don't start a restaurant because you like to eat, right? I want you to go work in a restaurant. Just because you bake great cakes doesn't mean you need to run a bakery. There's two completely different skill sets. I want to make sure that you have some experience. So go work for a business like the one you want to start. Or maybe you do work for a business like the one you want to start right now, which is fine. But you obviously have to realize that if you're going to start a business that could compete with your day job, you're going to have to leave that day job. So you got to kind of figure that out. But you definitely want to make sure that you're going into a business that you have some experience in, or that if you are buying a franchise or something like that, find out how good their training is. But not they're just their training for you as the owner, but how much training is there for your workers. You want to make sure that their program is really as turnkey as they say. And so you want to make sure that you kind of talk to at least three or four other owners in that franchise to find out how they really treat you. You want to make sure that you've got a great location and things like that, but you want to know about their training. And do they train you once? Do they have ongoing training? Is it in person? Is it online? What is it? You want to make sure you know, and that it's well defined, and that they've got takeaway materials that you could follow up on. But you want to make sure that there's information out there for you to learn this business that you're going to start. Now, the next thing you've got to figure out after you get all of this information. So let's recap for a second. You figured out what you want and why. You figured out where you're going to get the money. You've had this meeting with your partner, your life partner, spouse, or whoever your sweetie is, and talked to them about it, and they're supportive. Okay. You've done some research about your industry. You've tested it with some sample customers. You know that you have something that people are willing to pay for. And you've kind of preliminarily tested maybe your marketing messages a little bit to see if people are interested. Now it's brass tacks time. The next step in the system that I break down in Become Your Own Boss in 12 months is really figuring out who your paying customer is. You really need to develop a detailed target customer persona. You need to figure out who this woman is, how much education she has, where does she live, does she have kids, does she have disposable discretionary income, and where does she buy things, and how often does she buy them. You need to know a lot of information about your customer. The more information you know about your customer, the better off you're going to be. So how can you find out information about your customers before your business is even open? Well, there's lots of information out here on social media. There's all kinds of groups that you can join, private groups or open groups that you can join, and just start asking some questions. You know, no one will jump on you for asking questions. People jump on people in social media for being overtly promotional. But if you're just trying to get information, and if you're offering something in exchange for that information, I don't think it should be too tough, but you definitely want to find your tribe, find your people, and find them before you start your business. The last thing you want to do is start a business and then go looking for customers. You need to have a preliminary relationship with your customers, or start building a relationship with your customers prior to opening your business. And so you want to do as much research up front, look at what they're buying now for your category. Everybody buys shoes. So what are going to make them buy your shoes? So you got to figure out what your angle is going to be and what your unique value proposition is going to be. That's going to be key, because nobody's looking for a me too business, and nobody's looking for a product that is just okay. So you got to make sure that you've got a great product and that it's something people actually want. Because I hear from entrepreneurs who want to start businesses that people need. You know what? People need to eat more vegetables and drink more water. Yeah, exactly. So my point is, you need to make sure it's something people want. The people that sell donuts know they sell things people want. No, they're not healthy, but they're donuts. So I think you've got to think about how you can become from a need to a want, because people buy things they want. Sometimes they buy things they need, but they definitely buy things they want. So how can you get what you sell to the want category? You've got to find out what your customer's pain is. You got to really know how you can solve their problem and how you can uniquely solve their problem as opposed to how your competitors are solving it. That's really what the name of the game is. You guys, when you think about competition, competition is about strategy, and strategy is about figuring out how you can produce your product in a way that adds value that is not easily duplicatable by your competitors. I'm going to say that one more time because I want you guys to hear me. Competition is about strategy, and your strategy should be to figure out how you can add value to your customer in a way that is not easily duplicatable by your competitors. Because at the end of the day, providing great customer service is something any business can do. So that's really not special. You've got to figure out something else. There's another level to this that you got to go to figure out how you can support your customers better. So you've got to figure that out, because that's going to be the key. If you're selling purses, anybody can do that. So you've got to figure out How are your purses unique? Are they made in a different kind of fabric? Are they, is it an African print? Is it an unusual shape purse? Are you using upcycled materials? What is it? I don't know, but you got to figure it out, because if you're just selling purses, if you're literally going to the Ross's or the TJ Maxx and buying purses and selling them on Amazon, honey, you are in trouble because anybody can do that. And if anybody can do that, you can be put out of business over price. And competing on price is a dangerous, dangerous business model, because you can get put out of business by somebody with a bigger, badder business than you. And it's really, really that simple. So you want to make sure that you are not falling victim to that, that you actually have something unique and special about how you do your thing that you do that really makes you stand out to your target customer. It's about pain, but sometimes it's about aspiration. Who do these people want to be? If they drive your car, do they feel like they are more successful? If they use your makeup or they wear this certain brand, how does that make them feel? So you've got to figure out people's emotional, psychological drives for why they buy things. If you really want to penetrate and figure out how you can be positioned differently than your competitors. And then you got to write a business plan. I mean, I know that there's been all this conversation out here about, you know, lean plans and all this kind of stuff. Look, I don't care if it's 2 pages or 40 pages, you need a plan, right? You got to plan for success. Success is not going to just happen to you. I don't think you need a 40-page manifesto, but I do think you might need 10 good pages that's going to explain how your business is going to run. How are you going to get the phone to ring? And what are you going to do to follow up once the phone rings? How are you going to deliver the service? And then what's going to be the follow-up after the service? Because you guys, let me tell you something. The follow-up after the service is how you get the repeat business. So you got to make sure that somebody's talking to that customer. Somebody's sending an email to that customer saying, hey, how did you like us? Would you like to order again? Somebody's got to say that to your customer, because you can't assume that they're just going to come back and reorder from you. They may or they may not, but yet they certainly won't be. They'll be far less likely to do it if you don't ask, right? You have to ask for the business and you have to ask for the follow-up business. But if you get follow-up business, that is how you create a sustainable business. Because here's the deal, guys, anybody will buy something once. You need to get them to buy it over and over again from you. And the only way to do that is to ask them, follow up. Super, super easy. Your fortune is in your follow-up, literally. And then lastly, I'm a big fan of launching while working. If you can, a lot of us have, you know, businesses have gone under or people have gotten unemployed, and I get that. But if that's not you, if you have the luxury to keep working, baby, keep working, because I don't want you to cut those paychecks off prematurely. You got to figure out what you're doing. You got to figure out what your who your customers are. You want to make as many mistakes as you can while you're still getting a paycheck from somebody else. Because once you cut your paychecks off, they are off. And in this day and age, being without health insurance and stuff like that is really, really more scary than ever before. So you want to make sure that your front and your back is covered. And you do that with a business plan. And then you do that by launching your business while you're still working, if you can, because you want to save up as much money as you can. Because listen, when you start out in business, your first year of operating capital, that's coming out of your right or left pocket. So you've got to figure out how you're going to tighten your finances, get your credit score higher, all these things you got to do before you start. And the best way to do that is while you still have regular paychecks coming in, so that you can tighten up some of your debt and save some money, put it to the side, so that when you're ready to launch your business, you have the resources in place to do that. And listen, I want to help you. This pandemic has been hard. It's been hard on a lot of people. 50% of businesses have gone under, and that does not have to be you. The greatest thing about a failure in a business is how much smarter you're going to be the next time you do it. And I want to give you some pain medicine. So I'm giving away 1,000 copies of my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months for free. You just have to pay the shipping. If you head over to beginmybiz.com/free book, you get everything you need. So listen, I'm Melinda Emerson. I am the Small Biz Lady, and I'm so excited to be able to serve you. So please head over to beginmybiz.com/free book. I'm only giving away 1,000 copies. When they're gone, this program will be over, done, finito, petite, gone. So I really want to make sure that you guys are aware of it and that you can take advantage of it. You're my loyal podcast listener. So I wanted to make sure that you guys had the opportunity to know about this offer as soon as possible. So again, head over to beginmybiz.com/freebook and you will get a chance to get your copy. All you have to do is pay shipping. Once you get your shipping, we'll pop it in the mail to you. And I'm just so excited. I can't wait to hear about the feedback that you guys have for me. Once you get a chance to get your hands on this book, if you don't already have it. And if you do, get a free book to give to somebody else. You know, all your friends want to be a business owner just like you. So grab a free book for them. I just want to do this as a service to the community. And I'm so excited about it. Me and my team have been working on it for, gosh, 2.5 months trying to figure out what we could do to serve, how we could serve. And so I want you guys to head over to beginmybiz.com/freebook and get your copy or get a copy for a friend. And that way we will all lift everyone together. I wish you guys well. Have a wonderful 2021. I want it to be the best year ever in your business, and we're going to get it kicked off right. Again, I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady. You're listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.